And now we'd like to welcome Mr. Xola Sithole, who is the head of the Vaal Special Economic Zone. He's the CEO thereof. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Mr. Slo.
Now, Tina, we just hear the acronyms
thrown around.
DBZ, SEZ, all of that. Special economic zones, what are they?
So special economic zones are an industrial development instrument that was established. The Act itself is in 2014, but the SEZs date back to industrial development zones like Guha in PE in the Eastern Cape. And East London IDZ, they're some of the coastal ones that are some of the first.
Is there a difference between an IDZ and the SEZ?
In fact, the Act is what defined that difference. But everyone must be transitioning to the new Act as an SEZ. So what was called an SEZ before is now... Sorry, what was called an IDZ before must also transition into being an SEZ. But the concept is pretty the same. It's an area that is geographically defined, where you concentrate resources and bring knowledge, sector expertise, industrial infrastructure, incentives, so that you can have a more concentrated attention to a particular industrial area that can then have benefit on the broader economy. So it's defined in law. And there's a few that are already designated and licensed and operating, and there are others that are being developed.
So what causes us to say, okay, we want a special economic zone in the Vaal?
Okay.
As opposed to, for example, we don't have one in Joburg, in the middle of Joburg.
Yes. It's a good question.
What is the different economic activity that happens there?
It's a good question. So the instrument itself allows access to a variety of support mechanisms from government. It's where you concentrate. So you want to identify an industrial basin, an area, and then say, you know, because you could look at it as an industrial park, but it's more than an industrial park. So you want to identify an area where you want to be very determined about which sectors you want to promote, which investors you want to attract, so that they, you know, the people, you know, it's of the same ilk are in the same area, and there are lots of opportunities for cross-selling to each other and developing the capability of a sector in a particular area. So SEZs are in that context. I'll make one example quickly, which is the Tshwane Automotive SEZ, which is dedicated to the automotive sector, where you have a big investment like Ford, in totally over 28 billion rands of investment that's happened there over the last 4 years. And when you have a Ford that requires suppliers, so you attract those suppliers as well, component manufacturers, local, international, who then supply Ford, who then makes the Ranger, which is then exported to the rest of the world.
And they are located in the same area. Is that the concept?
In the same area. That's the concept. This one is located in Silverton in Pretoria. So that's the example. Now, in the Gauteng context, we talk of development corridors. The southern corridor is where the Vaal is located. The northern corridor is Tshwane, eastern corridor, Ekurhuleni, etc. So the southern corridor is where the Vaal is located, the Citibank District Municipality.
Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Just why was it decided that, what was there in the Vaal that said to government, we're going to have an SEZ here?
Okay. So you would know, we talk of the Vaal as a region, as the birthplace of industrialization in South Africa. If you go to the economic history of South Africa, you would know that's where we started, you know, manufacturing activity, beneficiation, and we started some of the first power stations. Because we dug the stuff out of the ground and we were just shipping it. So to beneficiate it started, in fact, in the Vaal.
This is what steel that you're talking about?
What are we talking about? So we're talking about most mineral processing and beneficiation, steel being one of it. Steel became dominant because of the role of ArcelorMittal now, which was ISCO, And then, but you also have Sasol in that basin. You remember in Sasolburg, we have Sasol. We have many other companies there that are large multinational enterprises today. But that is how the Vaal economically got to its peak when when the steel industry and the mining industry were dominant in the area, creating thousands of jobs. And the, in answer to your question, the reason we have to have a special economic zone in that area is to reverse the decline in connectivity that has happened there, because the steel industry has collapsed, because industry is now greening a lot more. So we come from a history of more heavy industry there that has led to some pollution. So there's a collaboration between the private sector and the and the public sector to basically decarbonize and change the industrial growth trajectory of the Vaal onto a low carbon path. That is the substance of it.
So if when we look at the as it stands now, what are the composite sectors there?
So you would still have
presumably steel.
Steel is big. You have heavy industry. Anything that is like manufacturing beneficiation, mineral beneficiation. You have the petrochemical industries around around Sasol. But the Vaal is wide. You also have the Mid Vaal. You have Heidelberg, which is part of the same district. You have Emfuleni. Emfuleni is where you have all of these heavy industries around in Van der Bijl Park and Vereeniging, where you have those industries and ancillary industries. But you also have agro-processing. You also have energy. You also have food businesses, massive businesses like Karan, who are located in Lesedi. You have Escort. You have British American Tobacco. We have a lot of industries across all value chains. So the SEZ itself, the special economic zone that is the Vaal, is located across all of these three areas. Unlike Silverton in Tshwane Automotive SEZ, where it's purely automotive, here we have to take into account the special attributes of the geography. And it's not one body of land that we're talking about. It's parcels of land throughout the district as a whole. So you'll find that in the Lesedi local municipality towards Heidelberg, you'll get a lot more agro-processing orientated, even though you have some manufacturing enterprises that are there. For example, in that SEZ, in that land parcel that is in Heidelberg, we have a company that's getting on site that's making composite gas cylinders. You know, they come in steel normally. The LPG cylinders. So that company is using plasticky materials, composite materials, which are safer, so it melts if there's a problem, whereas, you know, the steel cylinder explodes and it creates, you know, if there is a problem. So, and two, they are clear, and you can see where the level of, so because you don't want to be robbed when you go to the petrol station. So you can see that. So it's higher safety, but it's also environmentally friendly because you can recycle the material much easier. It's lighter, you know. So it's where the world is going in respect of that. So that is happening in the Heidelberg portion of it. In the Mid-Vaal portion, we're looking at investors in the agro-processing in the agro-processing space, food manufacturing businesses. We're looking at a medicinal cannabis hub in that area. And then in Emfuleni, which is the largest portion of the, you know, in terms of population and area, we're looking at a hydrogen valley innovation hub, because the key there is to decarbonize, is to allow industry to remain competitive by making sure that they produce in a greener way. It's green industrialization, which means you need renewable energy components, which you can manufacture there, which means you need to generate renewable energy there.
Does it have anything to do with the location next to the river or not really?
It does, in fact. It helps that it's located next to the river because you do need water for some of these greener ways of producing energy. So it does contribute. But the water itself is in itself an economic resource. In this sense, I mean, if you think about the rest of the world, you know, the big cities are built around riverways, whether you're in London or in Sweden somewhere, or in France or in Germany. the riverways are where you build in the cities. So what has happened in the Vaal is it's just a body of water. You extract it for, you know, human consumption, plus you have recreation, plus you have some industrial, I suppose. But fundamentally, it creates an opportunity to build a city around that area, among other things, which is why there's a Vaal River City development there.
Now, the
originated.
The places you have mentioned, you know, you've mentioned Heidelberg,
yes,
and Fulani,
yes, yes,
and I think there's a bit of Sasolburg,
yes,
and
yes,
a bit
yes,
of
yes,
Midvaal.
Yes, yes.
Do the sectors have necessarily to talk to each other, to be interlinked, to belong in an economic zone?
No, look, so it's a very good question. So there are rules for getting an SEZ license, and those rules are very specific. You can't just say, I have a piece of land, so please declare it as an SEZ. There has to be a strategic rationale, a sector development strategic rationale that says, I have some universities that can do the research and innovation. I have some science councils that are located here. I have land, I have water, I have mineral resources, or I have, you know, expertise, I have skills, and I'm located ideally to be able to take advantage of this. And I have a track record and a history of a particular sector. So now you need to just, it's green industrialization. You know, how do you do it in a, on a lower carbon footprint way, so that we can remain competitive. You know that in respect of internal combustion engines, for example, into Europe by 2035,
you won't be able to export there.
You know, the stuff that you need to do, otherwise you collapse that. If we don't do this, then you collapse the industries that are located in South Africa, in that zone, that are creating so many jobs.
But do they actually, could you give us an example of sectors which talk to each other in the zone?
Okay, so so there's something at the moment that the Gauteng province is part of, we as the Vaal SEZ are part of, and it involves the Free State as well. It's called the Vaal VETIC, Vaal Energy Transition Industrial Cluster. So it's a variety of businesses. It includes all the large companies in the area. It would include Sasol, ArcelorMittal. It would include us as the Vaal SEZ and any other companies in the industries they call hard to abate industries that have a difficulty in terms of the level of the carbon footprint that they have. So through that instrument, the industries themselves are collaborating in order to determine a low carbon path future. You know, so people are making commitments. What will happen in 2050? What does it mean for 2030? What does it mean for 2025? And collaborating in order to achieve that goal. So some things that someone produces or come out as a byproduct of their manufacturing processes can be used in a circular economy fashion by someone else to add value, such that you lower, you know, you lower the emissions, you lower, you reduce the carbon footprint. So that's how it happens. But you know, our approach as the Vaal SEZ is to use a clustering approach. So we don't talk to just one company. We identify, for example, that in Mfuleni you want a hydrogen valley. So we want people who will generate the hydrogen, through electrolyzers and produce. So they, in order to do that, they have to be solar farms and solar parks or wind generation or other forms of renewable energy production. That must feed into the companies that generate the hydrogen by using, you know, electrolyzers to produce hydrogen and what. Then there are companies that will add value and make it into products that are exportable or utilized for the green hydrogen or as a vector for energy use as an alternative, a greener alternative. Then we have companies who make the components required for this full value chain, who must make components that are used in the generation of, you know, renewable energy components throughout the value chain up to the retail level. So that's what you do there. In Midvaal, you have a medicinal cannabis hub, but you can also do things called agrivoltaics, which is, You generate renewable energy through solar, but you lift the solar panels off the ground such that you have agricultural produce and processing below, and then you generate the electricity up from above to fund the production low, and then you have excess that you can sell to the industrial basin. In Lesedi, the location of Lesedi is advantageous from a logistics point of view. We are sitting on the way on the entry down to Durban, but you can also go to the Free State, but you also go to northern parts of Gauteng and beyond. So then there's an airport there, Heidelberg Airport, which is part of the land parcels that are in the Vaal SEZ. So there's a huge opportunity for developing, you know, logistics, a logistics hub there, which is what we're pursuing. But there are also people interested in investing in defense, manufacturing of defense component, helicopter blades, stuff like that. So you create this hub concept there so that you have a dedicated.
I wanted to ask, you know, because some people will be super interested in the Heineken.
Yes.
Is it in the SEZ or is it outside?
It's outside.
Because but it we moved have, to the area.
No. So, yes. So we actually we're on the border with Heineken. Now, you remember this SEZ is a concept that is just more recent than the investment by Heineken.
Yes.
So there's a Clip River Business Park, which is not far from Eye of Africa property there. There's land owned by Rand Water that has been made available to the Vaal SEZ for development of the SEZ. And the Clip River Business Park, which bothers us, is a private development. And we are an SEZ, which is a government-driven initiative, but an independent company of the government. And both, so I see it as an industrial basin. So you will find that there will be people who locate within our SEZ that will supply to the other manufacturers like Heineken located nearby.
Who are close by, but not necessarily inside.
Inside, yeah.
So how do you, do businesses come to you or to government and say, we want to go to the Vaal SEZ? Or
20% of the time.
Or is it your job? Or is it your job to go around?
20% of the time businesses come to us. 80%
to say,
is
guys,
us.
We want you to come.
Yeah.
And do you, are there incentives? Do you have to find you that you have to incentivize them to go there?
Look, the word incentives can be somewhat loaded because some people will say, no, I want tax pay.
Yes.
So when I try and avoid referencing it as incentives.
Yeah.
I talk about benefits, right? So the benefit of locating in an SEZ is multifold. For example, I've just told you about this clustering concept because that makes it easier for government and other funders to say, I want my resources to go to that because it's working, it's an ecosystem. The second thing is we are partly owned by national government, 30%, a third, provincial government a third, and local government a third, the company, right? Which means everyone who must make decisions about any approvals, regulations, who must accelerate anything is a shareholder and sits there on our board, and we have access to those entities. That's one of the biggest, it increases the ease of doing business because the regulatory hurdle that is sometimes difficult to overcome outside of the SEZ. And I'm not suggesting that it should be difficult. It should be easy even outside. But I'm saying it's much easier to resolve those issues. The speed with which you can do an EIA, the speed with which you can get, you know, municipal approvals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the incentives. The tax is secondary. And let me just be blunt. National Treasury is not eager to just be handing out tax incentives. So there are only six SEZs in the country that have been allowed to take advantage of the tax rules that are included. And I don't think that there'll be too many of those. So we have to demonstrate that the infrastructure is world class, that the services we offer are good, that the place is maintained, that we can assist you with many other things. You just come in, plug and play, and deliver, you know, to your customers. We make your life easy.
Of course, the having and SEZ in a place like yes. the Vaal
mm.
would help with employment?
Oh, without a doubt. Mm. It's the primary objective,
mm.
you know, because as I was describing, I just don't remember the numbers well, but it's a multiple of four, something like at its peak, as you know, there were 20,000 people employed by the steel mm. industry there. Now it's 5,000.
Mm.
All of those people, you know, are very skilled people who know how to work in a high or precision engineering or high, you know, advanced manufacturing or heavy industry. And they have skills. So, but they lost the jobs because mm. the industries are mm. collapsing because mm. there's a change in market forces
yeah.
globally.
Yeah.
So you instead of having them leave mm. the Vaal and go to other parts, Gauteng and beyond,
mm.
you want to make sure that you know you bring them back and you give them opportunity where they come from. You'll get other people from elsewhere, but fundamentally you want to resuscitate, reinvigorate the economy
yeah.
of the Vaal.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
And just one more point. You see, normally SEZs are seen as just a piece of land, that their impact is within the fence. It goes way beyond that, because SEZs, you must see them in the context of regional economic development. So we don't just say, no, if you're outside, we can't help you.
Yes.
You know, so we look for ways in which there are linkages and synergies. Mm-hmm. To drive economic development mm. broadly.
Outside. So just finally,
yes.
what is the big idea? You don't have to let us into the deep secrets
yes,
of the SEZ.
Yes, yes.
But what can we expect to come out of the SEZ going forward? You know, things that will move it to the next level.
So we are on the ground now, starting to prepare the construction that's necessary for the investments that will happen.
Mm.
There's some substantive investment that has been confirmed and secured that's coming on board. We're collaborating with the universities and the educational institutions to build the skills required to do that. We have opportunities for enterprise development. We have to build in the old industrial parks within the townships and in other areas the capacity to supply as supplier parks and feed into these value chains that are in the SEZ. So fundamentally, you're trying to transition the entire economy of the Vaal
mm-hmm.
into a more sustainable path
mm-hmm.
with the most impact, jobs,
yeah.
you know, enterprise development. Mm-hmm. That's essentially it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Mr. Stolle, thank you very much for
joining
us.
Thank you.
Very interesting work that you're doing down there in the Vaal SEZ.
Thank you very much for
joining us and sharing some of the nuggets of the work that you're doing
in the Vaal
SEZ. That was Mr. Xolisa Thole, who's the CEO of the Vaal Special Economic Zone.